This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to have you on. Inside today's edition, my playlist, of course, takes you on a 30-minute listening trip of trending hits from Nigeria, Tanzania, Benin, and Ghana, and a nostalgic tune from Sierra Leone. And also, we're going to listen to the South African classic Loliwe by Zahara, sadly, to honor the beloved singer who passed away December 11th. Now, Drop the Needle kicks us into the back half with Jacob Edgar from the United States. Then VOA's Lady DJ brings her 90-second word on the tweets. And finally, our feature of the show is my sit-down interview with the young American opera star, Justin Austin. Singers, classical music lovers, this interview is for you. All right, so that's it. That is the show. You just sit back now, relax, and enjoy kicking it off. Here's Happiness by SARS featuring Asake and Ghana.
Nobody could do as a part on too much. And it's about Bajo Shallow Mount. A book I put on my bashing love. It's city live, city of happiness. Everything my life, no stress. Fine boy, no ex. Happiness. Everything my life, no stress.
Your birthstone, your earth tone. I'm missing you bad, baby, come home. You want me to make it happen, baby, I know. Want me to keep you happy, baby, I know. Penthouse, condo, gonna one, I'm a piano. You want me to make it happen, baby, I know. I'm here to make you smile when you feel low.
Happiness, everything is. My life, no stress. Fine boy, no ex. Happiness. Feeling your life, no stress.
Otutu, oh, I know. I gotta sing in your lap, oh, don't she ain't calling she be. A jello mountain, she had not been noticed. Yep, yep, I shall not be. Ogano to form of a savvy. My case go be, as you can see, I be zombies.
That was Happiness by SARS featuring Asake and Ghana from Nigeria. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. That song is number 3 on Spotify's African Heat. And going to another one that is top on the charts. This is Shu by Diamond Platnumz from Tanzania and featuring South African singer I'm a Piano Star Sihle. This one is number 18 on Spotify African Heat. And I guarantee you it is climbing.
It's the kids, babe.
We should kill it.
I see my nigga flattening on the way. I'm pushing that thing, keep me number. And I'm losing the money, shiny number. It's shiny number, who's a boss? I push it bare fresh, salagala. I check who pegged that potosa. I'm putting in just a banita.
I keep it perfect till I gala. I chew a bagel and photos. I ain't gonna need this. tunaila na tutoi mbuni. Kwa utamu gani, sinta upata, hata kwa sabuni.
Ukijiti ya virela, tunabichuna na tubakizi sumbi. Mana umea kaka, siuna jifanya, kibo senya mbuni.
Kibo, kama kena jipitisha kwa kashe namba. Katume kabisa saka na ushamba. Kana pita pita kwa kashe namba. Katume kabisa kaka na ushamba. Kana hu, kana hu, kana hu.
Kana ushamba.
Kana hu. Kana hu, kana hu,
kana ushamba.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Kama kena jipitisha kwa kashe namba. Katume kabisa saka na ushamba. Kana pita pita kwa kashe namba. Katume kabisa kaka na ushamba. Kana hu, kana hu, kana hu.
Kana ushamba.
Kana hu, kana hu, kana hu.
All right. Hey everyone, that was Shoo by Diamond Platnumz featuring Sihle. Yeah, now this next one is called Holy Ghost. You probably know it. If you don't, this is the number one hit on Spotify's African Heat and the number two on Boomplay Africa Trending. It's one of the top songs right now of the year by Omale from Nigeria.
Holy Ghost fire, supernatural, boost my confidence. My cocaine, my heart desire, give me nothingness. I know they're tired, cause you give me dinner for the time in it. You're my true lover, my mommy water, give me happiness.
Oh yeah, the fun.
Holy Ghost fire, supernatural, boost my confidence.
This is Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Yeah.
All right. Hello, everyone. We have about three or four more songs before we get to the second half of the hour that features an interview with opera star, 33-year-old Justin Austin. But in the meantime, let's get to some hot hits. This is Odeka from Benin by Zainab. Odeka by Zainab. That song is loved according to YouTube comments, and there are thousands of them because of its mix of that traditional sound. You can hear that talking drum and her soothing voice and the message. It's a really beautiful video to watch if you want. Get there on YouTube. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. How y'all doing? All right, we have two songs now back to back. There are two more hits. This one is Till We Die featuring, well, it's by Sarkodie featuring Ruger. It is number one on Boomplay's African Best. And that's followed by Me and You by Thames, which is number five currently on Spotify African Heat. See you at the other side.
Are you serious? You are leaving me?
What else?
You are joking, right? Stop playing with me. You see, for my life, nobody did do me right. And I won't take it like what the fuck you say? Yeah, I know I fucked your bestie mistakenly. Now I know you are vexing, but this money I'm flexing. It's only you I want to spend her with me. Baby girl, I swear I just want you to do what's best for the team, my baby. Stop the car, let me tell you straight up. Maybe we're in this to it.
Change me. No other
woman go fi take me. And my neighbor me sober, nothing go fi shake me. Hey, yeah, that you swan, nobody for wake me. Please. Mami di me do, but she money wa bale ye mami bi a mini so. E rama forgetting a mini baby cup. I saw Roger from Sabe woman is so. Cause me boom in here, what to my say? Osu ni mua, when him say na me tear. Ni need a form, when him a dear. Me home from here, wabah him and ya home me tear. Me kasa oti na be boom, when him a warrior. Wama warrior who ni nada ni mini jay. Se me say me kai me do from who I say man, ya me kasa ni miyacha ma kia for them. Waiting at the need, it's all the above.
Baby, you should know that you're fucking up.
My men found me battery, mess back in Wakano. So when my men come and cry me, they be fine. Again, I will be told no hunting at me jano. Yeah, men sabe cano, me jam on the crack with tear chain. From here to Bombay.
Fly you first, last on
me. Make we link up, smoke we on the highway.
Anywhere you think
I'm you for make a seat up, and yes, I be some way.
Will you keep right in my day?
I know so you need to try go solo, but I'm sorry.
Baby, we're in this to die. In this to die. Maybe I'm willing to try. In this to die. Stop playing with me.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Nazim Bakur, Intarit from Algeria, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
This is my decision, decision. This is my decision. I don't think you listen, you listen. I don't think you listen. For me to come out, it must mean I'm not the dog. It must mean I'm not the same. It must mean I'm on your case. For me to come out, it means that I'm not the dog. I want to show you my world. Give me one break, I need faith. Faith to believe you, faith to receive you. Give me something I'm lacking. I don't need nothing. You are my everything. Only me.
That was Me and You by Thames. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Now we are going way back in time. This is 2011, the song Loliwe, and it honors the late Zahara, who passed away December 11th, aged 36. Beautiful voice, beautiful. Zahara, may you rest in peace. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. We have one more song before we get to the second half, which, of course, features a Drop the Needle with Jacob Edgar, Word on the Tweets, and then my sit-down interview with young opera star Justin Austin. This is Diamond Tears by Seydou from Sierra Leone. This comes off of his 2001 album, Desconocido.
Anche ti è là, la suona vion. Mi anche ti è là.
Jacob Edgar on the phone. How are you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Heather?
I'm doing just fine. I have everything queued up for Drop the Needle. Are you ready to take this challenge?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here is number one.
Get up and come for, get up and come for more. Oil in my head, everything I touch is blessing. All I see is blessing. And no man can stop me. Send them away.
All right, what do you say?
Oh my gosh. well, that's definitely some kind of Afrobeat track.
Yeah.
Am I saying, is it Nigerian?
You're kind of next door. Not quite.
Okay, it's Ghanaian.
Yes.
So I'm going to say, gosh, sounds like.
All right.
None of that.
Look, we'll come back to it. How's that sound?
All right. That All right. sounds good. We'll
All right.
try me again.
All right. Number two.
Oh, I know that one.
Susana Koulibaly, Susana Koulibaly, Susana.
I'm much better at the old school stuff.
A lot of people, well, it depends on the age of the person, or, you know, some people just like old school stuff anyway, but all right, you know
I'm
it.
I'm going to be showing my age.
No. Who is it?
That was the legendary Sam Manguana.
You're right.
Yes.
And what was the song?
Susanna.
Yeah, Susanna.
I would know. I know Sam Manguana. I've worked with him in the past. So
nice.
Somebody with a very recognizable voice and a great legend for sure in the history of African music.
Of course. And we're going to get to how you know him in a minute when I ask you about yourself and you can reveal yourself to our listeners. But in the meantime, here's number three. Right, what'd he say?
Oh boy.
Can you tell what country that's from?
Oh, it sounded Nigerian.
Nope.
No. Boy. I heard the word Fela in there, so that's what led me to think that it might be, but I'm not sure.
Okay, that was a singer from Côte d'Ivoire. Her name is José. And...
Oh, I should know that one. Oh. I just saw José in Abidjan.
No way.
Yeah, I was there in February and I saw her perform. So,
okay.
Boy, I feel stupid. But yes, I know Joseph.
All right, good. Now, we're going to come back around to Black. Oops. You said you knew the. I started to say the name of the artist. You said where the song was from. Do you remember the title or the artist name?
Oh.
Here it is again. Listen.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Okay. That's your second chance.
Okay. I'm going to say, you mentioned the word black, so I'm going to say Black Sheriff.
You're right.
You are. I'm a little cheating on that one.
So that's Black Sheriff from Ghana. If you don't know him, he's one of the top rap artists today out of Ghana. And actually, the past 2 years, he's just shot up. He's incredible. And that song was called Oil in My Head.
Got it.
All right. Jacob Edgar, thank you so much for playing. You did well. You did well. Tell us now about yourself. Who are you and what do you want our listeners to know?
Well, I am a music producer, ethnomusicologist. I run a record label called Kumbancha, and I'm also the artistic director for another record label called Putumayo. Some of your listeners may be familiar with Putumayo. We featured lots and lots of African music on both record labels. On Kumbancha, I worked with Dobe Nyore, Habib Kwate, Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, a whole array of musicians from across the African continent and diaspora.
Yes.
And then with Putumayo, we do compilations of music from all over the world. But I will be honest, we don't do a whole lot of hip-hop or Afrobeat stuff. We tend to go for more of the rootsier, old-school classic sound.
Yes, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Beautiful music. Listen, listeners, guys, if you don't know these labels or any of the artists he mentioned, you really should get on there. You can listen to samples online. Go online, look at the website, see the artists that are featured. So many of them I've had on this show or have met them in person or know them. I know Habib, I know Dobe and some others. But it's just wonderful. So that's what you're doing full-time now, Jacob.
I've been doing it for a long time. 25 years.
25, yeah. Yeah. All right. So where are you based in the United States?
Well, I'm based in Vermont and part-time in Montreal. But I'm traveling all the time. I mentioned I was in Abidjan in February. I'll be traveling from Cape Town to Tanzania in the spring. I go all over the world, Latin America, Europe, and all in search of great music. It's a tough job.
Sounds like a good one. Jacob Edgar, thank you so much for playing Drop the Needle and for saying hello to me and all of our listeners.
Thanks, Heather. Take care.
You too.
VOA. You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter @VOA Lady DJ. And this is Word on the Tweets. the tweets are talking about Kanye West, who vowed to not release his new album until Nicki Minaj clears a song they worked on called New Body. He reached out to Nicki via text, and apparently she ignored it. So Kanye West screenshot the text and tagged Nicki Minaj on social media. She finally responded by saying, "That train has left the station. No disrespect in any way. I just put out a new album. Why would I put out a new song that has been out for 3 years?" Speaking of new projects from Nicki Minaj, she told Andy Cohen that her documentary is, in fact, on the way. She wanted folks to concentrate on the music for now, but we could hope to see it sometime in March. And finally, Rick Ross is going to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. At least that's the plan, to get out there early 2024. He's currently in training. Now, it normally takes about 5 to 9 days to make it to the top. Rick Ross says he's going to give himself 12. You can find out more about his training schedule by heading over to his social media pages, and you can find out more about these stories and others by heading to mine. I'm at VOA Lady DJ. Until next time, peace.
All right. Hello, everybody. So as I said at the top of the hour, I have a very, very special guest here with me today. His name is Justin Austin. Justin, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So we just finished up a live performance and talk. He did. I didn't perform on Africa 54. Let me just introduce you, Justin, to our listeners. From a boy soprano, age 4, you started singing, to what he is now, which is, you'll hear, a very manly baritone. You have been singing your way to the top in the world of classical music. You've been lauded as a gentle actor, an elegant musician. You have a velvety dark baritone voice. All of these articles. You just made a debut performance right here at the Kennedy Center for the Marian Anderson Award, a very prestigious award, which we'll talk about. You have been performing on stages like the Metropolitan Opera, Lyric Opera of Chicago, Los Angeles, Carnegie Hall, so many more. We just spoke about Hamburg. So here you are, Justin. I can't wait to have you sing a little bit for us and then have us listen to some other work that you do and just hear about what drives you to be a classical singer at age 32, when with that kind of voice you could do other kinds of music and maybe be a pop star if you wanted. And a little bit more, maybe how are Africans connected to opera, if you know, and what relationship you may have with them. So, welcome to the platform. How did it feel to win the Marian Anderson Award? And tell our listeners, if you would, what that award was. It was just a few days ago you came to give a performance in honor of your receiving that award.
Yes, the Kennedy Center and the Washington National Opera awards an American singer every year, the Marian Anderson Award. And it basically goes to someone they feel has the potential to reach the highest highs of the opera world, as well as someone who is using their platform for change in the world.
How do you feel about getting that award?
You know, it means so much to me, because I have always been someone that has wanted to use my platform to help others.
Mm-hmm.
As selfish as being, you know, a star seems, it really is a collaborative effort. And it also, once you reach a certain point, you really do have a platform to reach others, and to speak to others and to inspire others. And I was one, you know, even when I was in school, I was someone that would use the concert stage as a form of protest. I was someone that tried to use repertoire and curate my own concerts to speak about what was happening in the world today. And I wanted to encourage my colleagues that, you know, don't wait until you're rich and famous to give back. Make it a part of what you do on a regular basis.
That's nice.
You know?
That's really nice. Before we go on, how about giving our listeners a taste of what you can do just sitting there, or if you want to stand up, you probably want to back away from the microphone a little bit. Could sure. you sing us a little something?
I can, yes.
Okay.
This piece is from an opera called Champion that I'm actually starring in at the Lyric Opera of Chicago next month. And this piece is very, very moving, and it explores what it means to be a man and what makes a man. I'll just sing a little bit of it.
Okay.
What makes a man? What makes a man the man he is? Is it the flesh and bone inside, outside? Is it the skin he wears, the color of his voice, the walk he walks, the talk he talks, inside, outside?
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Those words are very, very moving.
Yeah.
And you believe in those, don't you?
Absolutely. The theme of the opera, it surrounds a boxer, a very famous historic boxer named Emil Griffith, who was from the island of St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. And he is a wonderful prize fighter, but he's unfortunately known mostly for the fact that he killed someone in the ring. And the theme of the opera is basically, and by the way, he is a bisexual queer person.
Okay.
And the theme of the opera is, I kill a man and the world forgives me, but I love a man and the world wants to kill me. And
I have shivers, right? I got goosebumps.
Right. So acclaimed composer Terrence Blanchard has turned this into an opera, and it has made many debuts around many American states, and it's finally made its way to the Lyric Opera of Chicago, and I am honored to be starring in it as Emil Griffith.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Now, you also have been performing with non-operatic classical singers and artists, so many in your past. We had, Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Wynton Marsalis and Kanye West.
Kanye West. Yeah. Let's just stop right there.
Yeah.
Kanye West, you did an album with him recently.
Yes.
You were a guest singer. We pulled two songs up because you sing on both of them. One, people might know because it's pretty well known in the U.S., but I don't know about worldwide in Africa.
Right.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll have time to listen to another one. But before you leave, I know you have to go, but before you leave, I do want to ask you what you can share with our audiences who might be interested in opera, who might know an opera singer, who might want to be one.
Mm.
South Africa is really represents quite well.
Absolutely.
And yes. So we'll get to that.
Okay.
But first, let's listen to the song. It's called Off the Grid. Kanye West, when did you record it?
Well, 2022.
Yeah. Okay. 2022. And how did Kanye get in touch with you?
I've worked with Kanye for a few years. I was his creative director for a few operas that he actually was producing. We did one in Calabasas. We did another one at Hollywood Bowl. We did one at Art Basel in Miami. We did one at Lincoln Center in New York. Yeah, and we developed a really close relationship. And then when he was putting Donda together, he asked me to be featured on it and bring a little bit of my classical flavor to his world.
To his world. All right, let's listen to a little bit, and then we'll go to the part where you're singing.
We off the grid. I'm off the grid. I got tats on my ribs. Tattoos on my ribs. I just tatted my kids. I just shake. I just do 20 county. Wheels and finances. I just bought me some brand new clothes. Dover Street Market. We just took a ride to Charlotte. I'm in a Rolls Royce. F***ing on what you call it. I light a up, blunt, and let you try it.
For my kid. Every day we did for the crib, didn't hit. Nice and whip fist, this trip. Going Greg, sex with G-Sticks. Lit in 76. Eat squid, then we off the crib.
Yeah, look, when I was in jail, I was low-key. Shout out to supporters that wrote me. Eat food, work out, and then go sleep. You know I'm praying, he carrying both feet. Yeah. Know we got God with us. God with he us. Look at me and see a God figure. And when I stop vibing, I know that he with me. And I'ma always catch a hard shiver. I know his demons in that dark liquor. We buy a bottle and score. Switch up everybody.
All right, this is cool. This is Kanye West, and if you're just joining, we're listening to this because my guest, Justin Austin, is right here in the studio with me, and he is singing on this, but a little bit later in the tune, so I'm going to fast forward it, and we are going to listen to where he starts.
I got this God power, that's my leverages.
Right here.
I got this holy water, that's my beverages. I gotta help myself out of selfishness. I just bought a flow out of Selfridges. I gotta make sure they know who they messing with. I gotta tell them sorry they too delicate. I gotta stay with God where the blessings is. I ain't delivering heavenly messages just for the hell of it. Don't try to test me. I keep it clean.
Are you gonna be singing in a minute, Justin?
That's me. Where you
that's
right
you?
Now? That's all me.
What?
All me.
That's my bestie. They playing soccer in my backyard. I think I see Messi. And his money could never neglect me. I pray that my family will never resent me.
Oh, so you're singing all the background.
Yeah, the whole time. It sounds like it's like a synth or
it
something.
Does. It's you.
Me, yeah.
So is that your idea?
Yes. Yeah.
And this was it. Okay, so you worked with Kanye for quite a while. How did you get to meet him?
I first worked with him, actually, when I, years ago, at his very first album, College Dropout, I was in the Boys Choir of Harlem.
Uh-huh.
And we did his famous song, Jesus Walks, another song, Two Words. And that was my first thing with Kanye, but I didn't reconnect with him until he was doing the operas in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically was brought in to be an advisor, just to make sure that everything stayed true to, like, classical form.
That's cool.
You know? And then he really liked the things that I had to say, and he said, you know, I need you to be my creative director. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, one thing led to another, and there was a good four-year stretch where I did so many things for him.
Wow.
So many things, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Is this you?
It is. That's all me. 12-part harmony.
Breathe on me. Breathe. Breathe. Oh, oh.
This is just blowing my mind. I just love this. Guys, hello, everyone. We are talking, Justin Austin and I, in the studio. He is a 33-year-old classical singer and just won an award here in D.C., so I grabbed him, and he's just awesome. We're listening to Kanye West because he worked a lot with him, but let's get back to you and your experience. Okay, so you were born in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents were both opera singers, is that right?
Yes. My father was working at the opera company in Stuttgart, in the south of Germany. And my mother was a freelance, and she traveled around the world. And so our home base was in Germany. That's where I was born. I went to kindergarten there. And I moved around the time I was six to the States. And
always been a singer.
Yeah. It's always been a part of me. I pretty much was homeschooled. Because I was traveling and singing with my parents, but also on my own as a boy soprano. And I didn't really have a stable school environment until I had a voice change. And I no longer was singing soprano. And I had to figure out what I was going to do, you know, because everyone else that was a boy soprano before me, when their voice changed, they kind of went on to other things. And I didn't want to go on to other things. I wanted to stay a singer. So I had to learn how to sing in this new kind of manly way. So the perfect incubator, if you will, to kind of allow me to
grow into your new
idea was the Boys Choir of Harlem. So we moved to New York and I joined the Boys Choir of Harlem, and then later went to the LaGuardia High School of Performing Arts and Lincoln Center, and then on to the Manhattan School of Music for my bachelor's degree, and then stayed at Manhattan School for my graduate studies. And it really did take that long, about a span of 10 years, to figure out how to sing again.
So that's just fascinating. So for the male singers listening right now, whether it's opera or anything, your voice at a certain age as a boy, it does change, doesn't it?
Yes.
So I guess you're an example of, if you really want to sing when you're a boy and you're good at it and your voice changes, keep working through it, because you will come out at the end singing beautifully in a different, whole different voice, but don't give up.
Don't give up. And that's the hardest part, because it really does take a long time. It's almost a life lesson. Mm-hmm. You still have so much growing to do before your voice is even fully developing into your voice.
Right.
You know, so it kind of makes no sense at 16, 17, even 18 years old to start to like sing full throttle professionally, because you still have another 5, 6, 7 years mm-hmm. to work on it before you have the voice that you're going to have for the next 20 years, 30 years. Yeah.
Great lesson. And it reminds me of this question. Do you have to find the inner strength to believe that you're still good? Because when you can't sing well, when it takes a long time, that means you don't sound that good, right?
100%. And that's why I credit pretty much almost all my success to my mentors and the people that encouraged and supported me along the way, because I didn't think I was good. And to be honest with you, I wasn't. You know, I still had so much work to do, and there was nothing I could do to be better. I just had to get older and train my voice. That's the only thing you can do at that tender age. Years and years and years would go by of me not liking how I was sounding, and I had to just trust my mentors letting me know that it's going to be okay, it's going to get better, just keep working, keep working, keep working. And eventually it did, and I didn't get my confidence back, honestly, and maybe about 3 years ago.
It must feel just awesome, but isn't that great? So now you really are. You're singing your way to the top. You're on your way. Finally.
Yes,
yay.
Finally.
What's your next step? I guess you're going back to Chicago?
Yes, I'm off to Chicago for a couple months for Terrence Blanchard's Champion. And then I do a recital tour, going to Atlanta, Boston, Houston, Delaware, and Des Moines, Iowa, and then ending in New York City at Carnegie Hall. And then I'm off to St. Louis to sing the role of Figaro in Barber of Seville.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
Literally. Yeah, and then I end my season starring in a world premiere called American Apollo, as the American Apollo, at the Des Moines Metro Opera.
You're a star now. Thank you, Jen. Oh, my singing. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And with that, my friends, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.